want to thank, first of all, the Packer Hall of Fame committee to actually consider my work here, that I've, you know, done well enough to be amongst some of the great players that have wore the green and gold here. Just like you said, kind of hard to fathom that, you know, I'm, you know, selected alongside of, you know, Paul Harning, Ray Winiski, Tony Cannondale, Red Farr, James Lofton. I mean, just, I can keep going on. Like Donald said, it's just mind-boggling to be able to sit back and say that your work was just good enough to be selected for that. I know there's been a lot of passes that passed through here over the years, and it's a small elite group that was able to be able to get recognized along those great players that had come before me. So once again, I'd like to thank you. This is a great honor. It's something I'm going to be cherishing for the rest of my life, and I'm just so excited.
At this point, I'd like to open it up for questions for Mark Lee.
Yeah, Mark, Mike Spofford from Packers.com. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, with when you look at what you accomplished over your career, you know, the 31 interceptions, you only missed, you know, a handful of games, playing 11 seasons. You're considered an all-around player, both in terms of a cover guy and a tackler. What are you most proud of in terms of those types of things? Is there something that you're most proud of in terms of what you accomplished in your career?
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm just when I first got drafted by Green Bay, I was so excited. I actually didn't even know what Green Bay was, so I had to go through the map to find out. And then kind of found out that I was going to be playing in a lot of coal. But no, I you know, I just thought my career was you know, I like Danny said, we were on a team that didn't do so well at times. We had you know, offense would be doing great one year, and you know, the defense couldn't stop anybody. And then the following year, it could be the defense was, you know, stopping people, and the offense could put anything on the board. So, you know, I was just you know, just pretty excited, you know, to even just get drafted. You know, came from a, you know, little small town, growing up in, and got selected by the University of Washington, and you know, Bart Starr had saw something in this kid that ended up taking a chance on me, and you know, having a, you know, pretty long career there. So you know, just, you know, words are just kind of hard to explain to you about that right now, but I'm just so excited that my career went as long as it did.
Hey, Mark. Sure. Doug Russell again with WTMJ. Congratulations on your honor getting inducted into or elected to the Packers Hall of Fame. Can you, you mentioned Bart Starr. Can you kind of give us your recollections of Bart as your head coach, as the guy that drafted you?
Yes. Bart Starr was a very exciting coach. I knew who he was and what he had done. And Bart was just more of a father figure to players. He was a player's coach, no doubt about that. And I got to tell you, I had some, you know, tough coaches along my career here. And, you know, you get hollered at and all that kind of stuff and, you know, some choicey words to you. But I got to say that I have never, ever, out of the 45 years playing with Bart, never, ever heard him say any kind of curse word or anything. And just a very stand-up, respectful guy. And it was just an honor to be able to say that I played for Bart Starr.
All
Mark Mike Spofford again from Packers.com. Is there a particular game, you know, a moment that is the most memorable for you in your career when you look back on it? Does something just really stick out in your memory as the one you remember the most?
There's, you know, a few games that I can go back and say. One season that I had 9 interceptions, and I thought that was pretty good. But I think I have to go back to 1982 and strike year when we came back and we made the playoffs that year and we ended up playing St. Louis at home field and ended up beating them and then moving on to Dallas. Very close game at the time, and I ended up getting an interception back and running it back for a touchdown in there that, you know, put us up. Actually, didn't put us up, but it brought us a little closer for, you know, several points out. And just that game alone right there, just being in the playoffs, we didn't get there much in my career. But that was probably one of the most memorable games that really kind of sticks out in my head. So I would say that Dallas game.
Hey, Mark, Bill Huber from Pack Report. Congratulations. We know what Donald's doing these days. How about you? What's still on your time?
Well, right now I'm kind of fully retired in a way. I do a lot of charity stuff with a lot of golf tournaments. I work with youth kids in Little Pop Warner football and kind of spend my time giving back to my knowledge to some of the younger kids that, you know, would like to do some of the things that me and Donald done over the years. And, you know, just trying to keep their head in the right perspective on, you know, how about going and getting that. You know, because every little kid kind of looks on TV and say, I want to be just like that. But, you know, we know it don't happen like that. And you know, you have to have some instrumental people in your lives to kind of lead you in those directions and keep your head on your shoulders in the right way. So I'm just giving back a lot to the youth. I do a lot of camps and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I've been doing over the years that I've been retired.
Where's that at?
Washington, Seattle.
What was your reaction when you got the phone call? It's obviously been a long wait. I'm guessing maybe it caught you out of the blue. What was the reaction when the phone rang and you found out the news?
Yeah, I was, you know, like Donald mentioned, you just have to know when you're going to get that call. And I was one of those guys that got the call pretty late in my, after I retired. But I was stunned, to tell you the truth. I always wanted to be in it, you know. Donald mentioned you don't really think about it as you're playing, and even after you retire for a few years, you still don't think about it, but you kind of sit back and look at your work that you've done there. And you always, you know, kind of played in your mind that, did I do enough? Did I do enough to be able to get that honor? And it's always in the back of your head. And I was just so excited that, you know, I was kind of speechless at the time, and I just said to myself, you know, balled my fist up and said, yes, I finally got that call. You know, like Donald said, every player wants to get that call, and a lot of them don't. So I'm very honored and actually blessed to be able to receive that. And I truly want to thank the Packer Hall of Fame committee for considering me. The work that I've done here was good enough to be in there with those great players.
All right, any final questions for Mark?
Hey, Mark, Doug Russell once again from WTMJ. When was the last time you were in the Packers Hall of Fame? When was the last time you went to the actual exhibits?
Oh, wow. I think the last time I've been over there is when they had it across the street from the stadium. I didn't get to go through. I did a little tour when I came back a few years ago, through the locker room and see the new facilities and stuff like that, but never got a chance to get into the Hall of Fame, which I believe they moved it over to the other side. And sure, it's been a while. It's been quite some time.